After Donald Trump's big victory in northeastern states on Tuesday, some analysts expect he'll secure the 1,237 delegates he needs before the Republican National Convention in Cleveland in July. But if Trump doesn't hit that number on the first round of voting, there will be a contested convention. Delegates will keep voting until they choose a nominee. That means the selection of Arizona's delegates on Saturday is high stakes, unlike past state conventions.
Traditionally, it was really just a formality to elect the delegates. But this time around in 2016, it's much different, and it's extraordinarily competitive.
Tim Seifert is a spokesman for the Arizona Republican Party. In recent weeks, local Republican precinct committeemen chose 1,251 state delegates. On Saturday, those state delegates will vote for national delegates who will go to Cleveland. There are more than 700 people in the running for 55 open slots.
Don't ever recall there being this much interest in these delegate positions. So it really is unprecedented in recent memory.
Trump won Arizona handily in the presidential preference election on March 22nd. Under Arizona law, the state's 58 delegates will have to vote for Trump on the first ballot. But they're free to vote how they want if there are later ballots, which means both Cruz and Trump camps are working hard to get their people elected as delegates. State Treasurer Jeff DeWitt is with the Trump campaign. He says his team will unveil an official slate of Trump delegate candidates on Saturday.
We have a good list of people who have helped with the campaign, you know, door knocked, and a really good, strong Trump supporters, and we're hoping to get them elected, to go to Ohio to watch Mr. Trump be nominated.
But even though Trump swept Arizona, that doesn't mean his delegate slate will necessarily prevail in this much smaller contest.
We're hoping for a good outcome on Saturday, but I'll tell you what, I think it's going to be pretty close from how it's looking.
DeWitt says in the local meetings to select the state delegates, voting policies varied locally and, he says, seemed to help stack the deck with Cruz supporters. DeWitt claims Governor Doug Ducey's office helped with those efforts.
The Ducey staff people who work in the governor's office have been at these meetings pushing Ted Cruz's slate. They have said that their goal is to get the Ted Cruz delegates elected. The governor wants to be the chairman, and from what we've heard, he wants to turn the delegation to Cruz on the second vote. And so, you know, we're actively working to keep that from happening.
Ducey's office did not return a request for comment, but he has not publicly endorsed a candidate. Ted Cruz supporter Joshua Askey acknowledges there's a lot less love for Trump in the crowd who will be voting on Saturday versus the general population.
The appeal that Trump has on the populace is huge, but the people that are truly involved in the party at the grassroots, such as myself, my wife, and others, the majority of us are not supporting Trump.
Askey says his camp is trying to elect delegates who will vote for Trump on round one, as they're required to do, and then,
when it's contested, will be true to Cruz on the second, third, fourth, fifth, you know, round.
Askey hopes his name will be on Cruz's official slate of delegate candidates that will be released Saturday. The John Kasich campaign says it's not putting out a slate of Kasich delegates, but rather will back a slate of Arizonans who represent the state and are not necessarily committed to a candidate yet. Jude Joffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.